Good morning. My name is Felicia Moore. I'm chair of the Committee on Council. We're being joined by Council Member Natalie Archibong. We have other council members that are en route to the meeting. We do not have a quorum, so we cannot officially start our business. But what I will do is try to bring out a couple of things. We're also joined by Council Member Mary Norwood. We will have several items, as we discuss in the briefing as well as in the chair's meeting, that will be the subject of the retreat regarding updating our standing committees, having criteria for boards and commissions, items number one and two on the agenda, procedural issues, also the rules of council related to committee and decorum, as well as the council decorum. So those will be the subject of a public hearing. We do now have a quorum. We're joined by Council Member Michael Julian Bunt. Did you need something before we started, Ms. Norwood?
Yes, my computer just went dark when I tried to change
it. Okay, so someone's going to come and get her going, and without objection from the committee, we will call the meeting to order. I've introduced the members. Without objection from the committee, we'll adopt the agenda. If there's no objection from the committee, we'll also approve the minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve the adoption of the full council agenda. Okay. There's a motion to adopt the full council agenda. Are we voting on this on electronically? Okay, without objection, we'll consider the full council agenda adopted. We're now at section F, public comment pertaining to items on the agenda for 2 minutes, and this is items on the agenda. We have Mr. Ben Howard.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, committee members, and thank you, folks, who are watching by way of Comcast Channel 26 or online at the city's website. And regarding that decorum, is that going to be circulated through the neighborhood planning unit systems when we get that legislation together? The changes in the
I don't know that that is a rules of council sort of thing. I don't think it'll be circulated through that, but we certainly can make people aware.
Okay.
I don't know that we will make any changes at all. It's just discussing.
Yes, I get it. Okay, thank you very much. Under 16-0-1546, the requiring of a second, I think that's good. I mean, force us into Robert's Rules of Order protocol. But I really would like to see this whole electronic voting process made applicable to the neighborhood planning system and to the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board, so we can do some electronic voting and maybe act more expeditiously. And regarding G2-160-1547, or establishing the criteria for the creation of boards and commissions. Now, can that be routed to the neighborhood planning units? There's a lot of them, and especially to the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board. I don't think they even know.
Well, it could be, and okay. That's something we can discuss at a later time. Right now, this is just the first draft. I would like the council to have a little bit more input, sure. Make sure it's in final form before we did anything like
that. Okay, very good. All right, item G4. Regarding changes to the polling place, there's a phrase in here about helping to resolve polling operation conflicts, and I'm going to associate the changes in personnel with potential polling at the polling places with potential polling operation conflicts. So I would like to see our municipal clerk ask Fulton County, what is their practice, what is their policy, what is their procedure of who gets to stay and who gets to go when precincts are merged. And I think some of the folks in the precincts that are going to be merged will want to know who and how the new folks
were selected. And some of those operational questions are really better suited for the Fulton County Board of Elections than
Board of Elections, good.
Yes, we're just affirming what they sent to us.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Good. Yes, okay.
All right, we'll get you at the end.
Yes, well, let me just ask you, on number five, when will that happen? And you can stay with that. Is that the view only?
Number five,
yes, ma'am.
Still working. The last work session was canceled. we are going to have to schedule another one. We just haven't gotten the schedule.
And would you read that? I'll let the public know generally what that's about.
Because what we're talking about is the transparency in government information for the city council's portion. So now let's move on to ordinance for second reading. We're going to hold item 1 and 2 if there's no objection from the committee so that these can be discussed at the retreat. That's 1605-46, an ordinance by committee on council to amend Part 1, Chapter 2, Article 2, Division 3, Subdivision 1, Section 2-133B of the Atlanta Code of Ordinances to require a second for all legislative items taken during council committee meetings and for other purposes. Item number 2, 1605-47, an ordinance by committee on council to amend Part 1, Chapter and Related Laws, Subpart A, Charter, Article 3, Executive, Chapter 4, Boards and Commissions, Section 3-401, General, to establish a criteria for the creation of all boards and commissions and to add a new subsection Q and for other purposes. I will move that we hold both of these items. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor of hold. Yeah, we need to vote. All those in favor of holding, vote. Okay, the vote is closed. 4 yeas, 0 nays, 0 abstentions. Those two items are held. That is all that we have except for one item we're going to go ahead and file, which is 16R3189, item 6 under held papers, a resolution by Councilmember Felicia A. Moore declaring that no council member shall sign the blue back affixed to legislation in any of the council standing committees unless they were physically present and cast a vote on that legislation during a committee meeting and for other purposes. That one I don't think that we need anymore now that we're totally on the electronic system. You are logging yourself in, logging yourself out, and as far as I know, people have been abiding by signing or not signing if they were present. So the motion for that is to file. Second. Okay, there's a motion by myself, a second by Ms. Norwood, and a question by Ms. Archibald.
Why are we still signing bluebacks?
Why are we what?
You know, if we were 100% on the Elms, then, you know, we have a record of our vote. So what is the purpose of the blueback? I see we have Ms. Tangela Williams here.
Okay. I'll add the clerk.
Good morning. I'm Rhonda Dauphin Johnson, municipal clerk, Madam Chair, Ms. Archibald, and members of the committee. I believe Ms. Archibald's question is why are the members still signing the bluebacks of legislation? We are not 100% on Elms, but we do have plans to be 100% beginning with the first meeting in January, in that we are still having a twofold product. We are still using the hard copy as well as electronic, and at this point, the hard copy is what reigns. There was some legislation done a couple of years ago that said hard copy would rule, and we do feel that we are at a point where we can go completely to the electronic, and that is the plan of the council staff director and my plan as well, to move forward for the beginning of next year where we will eliminate the bluebacks that you'll be signing.
So where is the record of the vote? Let's say inadvertently a vote isn't captured, you know, nothing's completely 100% accurate. Is there a way that you can at the end of the meeting or during a meeting look at the voting that's happened
during the committee meetings and the
council? Like right now, can I look at something to see the thing we voted on two actions already? Can I look at that somewhere?
Yes.
Where is that?
If you are within your using your ID to get into it, there's a way to go back to it. Can you help her with that?
No, ma'am. I use Elms. I just voted twice. I'm just asking,
right,
where's the record of all the votes that we've taken as a...
I'm sorry. I have to look at it to see how
I think it comes
it
up
works.
Somewhere at the end of the legislation. Like, we just voted on two items. It says... Well, wait a minute. Let me get one that we just did. Okay, it says waiting on. Okay, I'm just looking at one. It says waiting on, but it lists who was here and who voted.
Where is that?
when you hit hit the item that we just voted on, like for instance, we voted on item number one. We did vote on item number one. And then if you look under mover, it does say exactly who voted. Okay. I just think that they have to do something to end the vote so that it actually comes up. So you need to be on the mic if you're going to speak and say who you are.
I'm Angela Campbell, Legislative Assistant. We do open and close the vote for you.
And once the vote is closed, you can go back and see it.
Okay, anything else on this item? All right, now we're at the section where we have the... Oh, we didn't finish the vote. So everybody vote, please.
Vote is open.
Votes are closed. It's four yeas, zero nays, zero abstentions. It is held.
Filed.
I'm sorry. I already did that. So we filed that. So now the only other thing we now have is the public comments for items that are not on the agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
May I make a couple of announcements?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to remind everyone here today and the viewing public that early voting begins today and runs through Friday, November 4th, in advance of the November 8th election. Everyone is encouraged to vote early. There's signage posted in my office. I sent out an email citywide a week ago or more, and I will send out another today. Sending out all of the voting locations in both Fulton and DeKalb counties, as well as the sample ballots.
And would you remind me to get with you about the Fire Station 28 polling locations and the disabled
suggestion.
Access concerns? Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't want to forget that, because we had some seniors, more than one, approach me about that issue.
Certainly.
Okay. Anything else? All right, so now items pertaining to subjects of the committee, 3 minutes.
Madam Chair and committee members, in light of what the clerk just said, item G7, you may want to consider filing that. It talks about notifying residents of changes, and it appears like that process is underway. At the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board, this publication was distributed. I don't know whether any of you have seen it. So I brought copies of this. Could you pass that over to me? Yeah, so you may want to take a look. There's a copy for every council member plus your staff. The Creative Loafing published an article in which they said that a lot of chairs of neighborhood planning units consider the neighborhood planning units their fiefdom. I'm leading into telling you of a change that has occurred in the APAB committee on council. So now it seems that the fiefdom has been escalated to the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board, and we now have a queen bee there who makes decisions. And one of the decisions that Madam Queen Bee has made was to oust Steve Carr as chair of the APAP Committee on Council and to put in place Ms. Donna Stevens as chair. I'm accepting that because Ms. Donna Stevens is capable. And then last Saturday, we chose to have two co-chairs, Terry Ross and Ben Dickerson. So now with Donna Stevens and Terry Ross and Ben Dickerson as heads of the APAP Committee on Council, I think we have some good people in place. But just put a pause there, because that action is not over, and there's going to be some attempt to get some entity outside of the Office of Planning and outside of the city to have Steve Carr reinstated subject to a vote of the membership. Now, so that's about all I wanted to say. That's a roundabout way of let me just say one thing. Terry Ross came, since I have some time. Terry Ross, well, the APAP Committee on Council passed a motion that to get more folks involved in participating and watching, that what we would do is, the vote was passed and Terry Ross made the presentation to APAB, that an announcement would go out to all the neighborhood planning unit chairs and ask the neighborhood planning unit chairs to submit the names of people who might be interested in watching what's going on at the city and then calling in a report, and that report then will be made by the APAB committee chairs. So people that watch CDHR might call in, and what their comments would be transferred to the APAB.
Mr. Howard, your time is over. And also,
excuse me.
Okay. You're all, that's over. It's not? Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. They're going to give you 30 seconds. I thought it was red because you were over.
That's tricky. All right. So anyway, to make a long story short, the Queen Bee of Atlanta Planning Advisory Board overruled the request of the APAB Council on Committee, so stay tuned on that one.
Okay. And also just wanted to state again that the issues that you're raising are not issues that are pertaining to the committee's purview. That should be talked about in the Community Development Human Resources Committee, because the Planning Department is where the MPU's APAB resides. So please make sure, I kind of let you go today, but we need to pretty much try to stick to things that we can have purview, okay?
Let me ask you this question. Now, APAB considers that the APAB Committee on Council has a relationship with the Atlanta Committee on Council. And if that exists, then perhaps this kind of subject can be validly brought up.
Well, it's related to, if they have issues related to items that pertain to Committee on Council, okay. Not just because it's an APAB, that you really need to go. What you're talking about is more procedural APAB stuff that needs to be discussed. So, Mr. No, not Mr. Muhammad. It's Brother Muhammad. Are you here to speak as well? We'll need you to sign up. You have 3 minutes.
Do I need to sign up before I begin?
No, go ahead and speak, and you can sign afterwards.
Brother here before I was?
Were you here to speak, sir? Sir?
Yes, sir. I am an ancient African, Kemetic, melanated man who would believe not in the Catholic Church creed. First Creed, Ecumenical Council 325, Nicaea, Turkey, one who was created of a human being named Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Ptolemy I, a Greco-Roman. Let me say why I say that. Because when I come in here, make comments at these committees, I let it be known that you who sit on this council should be most sensitive to the voice of your constituents that come to this podium to make comments. Because you have committed on council, y'all deal with staff issues. Y'all deal with issues of the women's with children. I was at a rally this past Friday, CDC, Center of Disease Control. It is said they have a whistleblower named Dr. Thomas, who knows that we are giving vaccination to children that cause them to have Alzheimer's, have bipolar. By the time they're 20 years old, they are impotent. We know that over 70 to 80 shots in less than 7 years are given to these children. So I ask this committee that when you hear statistics like this, and you have our children suffering, because I was at this rally at the CDC, maybe 150 people, Miss candidate for mayor of 2017, Miss Norwood, they had maybe 70% of women and children in this rally. So I ask you all that look like me, melanated people, why don't we be sensitive enough to know things that are causing our children at a young age be subject to being locked up in the police institutions or prison? Or we have children locked up in jail. Over 4,000, they tell me, every month go through the system. Aren't we caring about them? That's why I come to this podium, to let it know we have to do more than just allow us to come to make comments, and you don't try to be more sensitive to the problems occurring in our community. Council on committee, most of y'all sit on other councils. Most of y'all hear voices that Mr. Howard comes so elegantly and make his words known. Ask you to help me have somebody to attend to what's going on in NPUR. I know you just on council on committee, but some of y'all sit on them other committee. So why is it that we come and ask you to be more sensitive to the cry of the people that need services of the city of Atlanta, need more recognition for the problems that occurred in their community? We recently had several people arrested. Black people are melanated, Miss Norwood. We draw from the sun. They acted feet out of a conscience of an ancestor who didn't never have to have somebody teach them how to be right and good. We got you as a counselor. Why don't you try to listen to the voices, though, that come down here and talk about the issues of their community? I greet you, Maude Hotel.
All right. Brother Muhammad, as I mentioned to Mr. Howard, the issues that you brought up are not issues pertaining to the actions of this committee. Because I let Mr. Howard do that, I let you do that, but I will caution you all for our next meeting to please keep the items related to things that are under the purview of this committee. Those kind of comments are good comments for you to make, but probably the council meeting would be more in line, or in Mr. Howard's case, the committee on, the Community Development Human Resources Committee. Excuse me, sir, did you want to speak? Hello? No? I'm talking to you. Did you want to speak?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so that ends our speakers. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned. And I think, yeah, everybody needs to make sure you close out.
Colleagues, I would like to speak on social engineering, and it leads me